You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's August 6th, 2020. I'm Cami Judd, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. A wildfire has burned about 1,500 acres on the U.S. Department of Energy's INL site. The INL and BLM fire crews are working together to contain the fire. 7 fire trucks, 4 bulldozers, and INL emergency responders are working to control the fire. The crews have already contained the fire by 50%, and it's expected to be contained by the end of the day. The INL, DOE, Idaho Operations Offices, and Flower, Idaho are working on keeping the staff on the site safe. Some of the facilities on site and the RWMC are still operating normally. All facilities on the site have buffer zones around the perimeters. Members of the public are asked not to contact their regular INL contacts and to reach out to 208-526-5042 for any information. Governor Little addressed schools and Idaho's plan to help students to get back into the classroom. While the ultimate decision to open in-person learning has been left to each district, Governor Little stated that the state's goal is to keep as many kids engaged in learning, regardless of how they are taught.
You can never replace the value and impact of in-person interaction with professional, dedicated teachers. The expectation is that schools will not be closed for extended periods of time during the 2021 academic year.
He also addressed the statistics for the state and said that they mean more than just a bunch of numbers.
In the more populated areas of Idaho, Ada, Canyon, Kootenai, Bonneville, and Twin Falls counties, in particular, virus activity is straining our local healthcare system. On the other hand, we have half our counties with a current case rate of less than 11 cases per 100,000 residents. Our shift to a more localized response to COVID-19 is the right approach.
The governor also announced that the state will remain in stage 4 for another 2 weeks, with plans to reevaluate soon. The Eastern Idaho Food Fair Tour is making its way across the region and will be in Rigby tonight. The Rigby event is being hosted at Tad Jenkins Chevrolet in Rigby tonight from 11 to 7:30 p.m. I spoke with Richard Johnson today, and he said that some of the vendors have gotten record sales from their tour dates.
And what's nice is, hey, you've got the ability, just like at the fair, you're going to come order this and then stand in line and kind of munch on that while you're getting something else. Or, you know, we got a lot of people that'll come for lunch and then they'll turn around and come for dinner and bring their family.
Some of the food will include mini donuts from MD's Dinky Donuts, turkey legs from Teriyaki Express, corn dogs from World's Best Corn Dogs Rexburg, lemonade from Lemon Smashers, barbecue sandwiches from Black Hawk Barbecue Pit, crazy corn nachos from Mexican Crazy Corn, gourmet tacos with rice and beans from La Casita Mexican Food, and ice cream from Reed's Dairy.
Us as vendors, you know, you'll see people and you tell them thanks for coming, and they say, oh no, we're glad you're here, we love the fair food, thanks for doing this. So it's just been a great success of just bringing people together, even though we live in these difficult times of trying not to be too close together. But it's been one of these great things that people still want a sense of normalcy, and they want to just continue to do those family things they do and enjoy what they can for the summer despite the conditions we're under.
Food trucks are prime for social distancing since they don't require closed-in buildings or large staffs of people to prepare the food. With the limited East Idaho Fair this year, the food tour has brought the fair treats to people's neighborhoods.
You know, we've had a lot of people from the previous areas we've been to asking, are we going to do it again? So breaking news for you and your news story here is, yeah, we're going to go on a second tour.
The second tour locations and dates will be announced on their Facebook page, East Idaho Fair Food Tours. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for August 6th, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.